Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Samach Hei in Maseches Erevin. I'm Zocha to learn this with you at the end of Tishrei, Tavshin, Pei Aleph. It's a beautiful night in Beit Shemesh. Our windows are open. You could hear, it's 8 o'clock at night, children objecting to going to sleep, the cries of the children going to sleep, as well as my son, Shlomo Zalman, playing in the backyard. Today's daf that we're learning is the daf of Agoda. As the Gemara concludes its Agadita that it began yesterday in regards to Shtias Yayin, and that's going to take us to Samach Hei Amid Beis, back to the halachos of Erevin, and particularly the effect that Nochri has on the Rishus of Yisrael, in terms of him making an Iser of making an Erev with a Nachri inside. Let's begin with the last line, Samach Dalet Amid Beis, Arv Sheshes Mishum Reb Elazar Ben Azariah, Yochal Ani Liftar Eskol Olam Kulay. I can, Rashi explains, make an argument for all of Klal Yisrael in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say the following, Min Hadin, I could say with a logical argument, Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash Vad Achshav, and it would justify Klal Yisrael from the time Beis HaMikdash was destroyed until the present, Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Yeshayo says, L'chein Shemizois Aniya Ushchura V'inloy Miyayin. Yeshayo describes Klal Yisrael as Jews as drunk through their trials and tribulations of Golos. And so therefore, he says that I could justify, Rav Sheshes argues, that that Klal Yisrael is not guilty, because at the end of the day, the Golos has made them shikar. We're right now in the middle of the pandemic, and definitely the whole Golos, and combined with the pandemic, has made us at times seem like we're shikar. The Gemara asks Meisive, the challenge is from a braisa. Shikar, what's halacha by shikar? Mechoy mekach umemkare memkar. That they have das enough to make a kinyan. Avar aver sheish ba misa, and if they did not aver, that's chayim misa. Misa naise, they get misa. Malkus, malkin naise, and if they violate nisa, gets malkus, they get malkus. Kol it shel davar. The general rule is harei kipikerach kol dvarav, that we consider a shikar a pikerach. Elisha poter mitfila, but tfila has a higher standard, as we saw from yesterday's gemara, as well as psak halacha, and he's going to be poter mitfila. So the Gemara is asking a question. We don't treat a shikar as really not being a bar das. So too, what do you mean you could say that all the things that we did wrong? You could be poters kola ulam kulo because we were in Golos and we're shikarim, but shikar is responsible for his actions. Says the Gemara, Mayacholin Potter de Kamar Nami Midin Tfila. I can make them poter for tfila. In other words, that the fact that we weren't mispal bekavana, says Rav Sheshes in the name of Rab Elazar ben Azariah, that I could justify because of Gos. My Amar Rabbi Chanina, Loi Shana Al Shalei Gila Shechusa Shalait. These halachos, that the Kenyan is Chal, etc., is only if they don't reach the drunkenness of Lot. Aval Gila Shechusa Shalait Patim Mikula. But once you reach Shechusa Shalot, then the Kenyan Amar Nachal, and your Potter from all obligation, all onshim. And some say that this is, that we view the shikar as a shaita. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Chanina, call mapik magain bishas gaiva. Anyone who bypasses tefila during the time of drunkenness, soigrin v'chais min sari badu, they contain and seal the troubles which could have occurred to him. Here, tefila is referred to as magain from the lashon of Magen Avos, our first bracha. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Gaiva afike meginim sagur chaisim tzur. The intoxicated one, in other words, Gaiva here is referring to someone who's drunk, who passes prayer, then his trouble is sealed for him. My masha d'afik lishna divure. What does it apply that afik has a connotation of bypassing? Tichsiv achei bogdu k'may nachal k'afik nichal mi'avayru. My brethren have betrayed me, and they've passed me, like the movement of streams. So here the Gemara is explaining that the word afike Maginim means gaiva afike maginim. Those who are gaiva, in this case, means drunkenness. They passed maginim. Maginim reference to magin avos. Rabbi Yechon had a different shot. Kol she'enoi mafik itmar. Anyone, it should be read as follows. Anyone who does not express that, in other words, anyone who does not express his tefillin when they daven, or more precisely, they should be davening, but they're intoxicated, so then in such a case, then they will be protected. My mashin, I mapik lashon digluyehu, that the word mapik means to express. The channel of waters became visible, foundations became revealed. So, two different ways of darshing the pasuk about that there are times that he shouldn't be davening if he's drunk. The Gemara analyzes this disagreement between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan. Michti, kroy mashum bein lamar lememar. You could read the pasuk in two different directions. My beinayu. But at the end of the day, the point is the same. At first glance, ikub beinayu Rav Sheshes. There's an afkamina according to the way Rav Sheshes taught. Rav Sheshes maser shinte l'shami. Rav Sheshes wanted to lose his intoxication. He went to sleep, and he gave over his sleep to Shamis, in other words, asking him to wake him up. Mar isleder Rav Sheshes, umar lesleder Rav Sheshes. One shita holds like Rav Sheshes. The other shita does not hold Rav Sheshes. How? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the requirement is to pass the opportunity from davening and not to daven. And that's what Rav Sheshes did. Rav Sheshes went to sleep and instructed him, his shamish, to wake him up when it's a time for davening. While according to Rabbi Chanina, the halacha is that you can't daven at all when you're drunk. So the fact that you passed up davening isn't enough. It needs to be that you need to make sure that you're entirely not drunk. When would that happen? Rashi explains that would only happen if he wakes up on his own. If he hasn't woken up on his own, so then in such a case, he would still be in a state of shikar. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chiya bar Asher Marav kol she'in daito miyusheves alav al yispalel. A person whose mind is not calm should not daven. As the pasuk says, Mishum she'nemar batzar al yoyre. When in trouble, don't teach. Now, normally, yore means to teach or to paskin. Now, why shouldn't a person paskin? Because his das isn't going to be clear, and therefore unable to paskin. So too, a person can't daven, because just like psak requires yishuv das, so too davening also requires yishuv das. Now, Rashi points out, we said, as the pasuk says, Rashi points out that there is no pasuk like this. Rashi says he searched all of ksuvim and he didn't find it, and he says maybe it's in Sefer Ben Sira. The Gemara then applies this to psak as well, as this quote from possibly Ben Sira had suggested. Bar ukfa biyarmid deshusalav enafik lebeidina. Bar ukfa on a day of a south wind did not go to court to Bezdin. In Bavel, a south wind was very strong. Amrav Nachmar Yitzchak Hilchasa Beit Slusa Kiyom Distin. When it comes to psak, you need the blowing of a north wind and not a south wind. Rashi points out that the reason why we didn't have Mila in the Midbar was because there wasn't the north wind. The north wind is a calming wind. Amar Abayi, Yomer Li Eim Kriva Kutcha. If my mother asked me to pass her some kutach, lo tanoi, I couldn't learn. In other words, I had the responsibility of kivud aveim. A maravi kratzden kina lo tanoi. If I was bitten by a kina, I was not able to learn with my normal concentration, and therefore he wasn't able to accomplish the same in his learning. Marbere de ravina avdele ima shiva mani l'shive yoimim. Made him seven sets of clothing, one for each day, in order to prevent lice, in order that he'd be able to learn properly. Now the Gemara discusses the appropriate time for learning. And it's as it is now at night. Amr of Yehuda, lo livra laila, ela l'shei nasa. Night was created specifically for sleeping. More famously, Amr is Shimon ben Lakish, lo ivri sari ela l'girsa. The moon's light was created specifically to learn to learn Torah. Tosis points out that the Shita Reb Yehuda is talking about the nights of the summer, where the nights are short, then one catches up in sleep during that time. Amru leidu Reb Zera mechada shmeitzach. People told Reb Zera, your teachings are very sharp. Amru lehudi mimin ninu. He said that it doesn't come from nighttime learning, because then a person is drowsy, but it comes from the daytime learning. Amru le brata de Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda, Dor Rav Chisda said to him, loy boy mar mune porta. Don't you need to sleep a little? Amalei hashtas yomidaricha v'katini v'neinim tuva. Soon, very famous response, Rav Chisda says there are going to be days that are going to be very, very long and too short for learning. What's that? That's in the grave. So, and then I'll be able to have time to sleep. But now is not the time to sleep. So that famous line that one will have a lot of time to sleep in the grave is a line of Rav Chisda, hashta osu yomidaricha v'katina v'neinim tuva. Amar Nachum bar Yitzchak, anan poli d'mamenan. We who study during the day are like polim. We're like workers. In other words, someone who makes most of his time are learning during the day, they're polim. They're also workers, not people who are batalanim, who are wasting their time. Ravacha bar Yaakov Yosef upara. Ravacha Yaakov will borrow and repay his learning. In other words, he would have a quota, Rashi explains, and everything that he missed, if he missed, he would make up. Amar Belozar Baman Aderech Alispal Shleish Yom. One who comes from the road should not pray, should not daven for 3 days. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadi Ches points out that today we don't have that high madrig of concentration, therefore that doesn't apply. Shemar Bat Gemara quotes, Rabbi Elazar quotes a pasuk, Vek Bitzeim El Nar Haba Al Hava, he gathered them to the river called Ava, V'nachna Shem Yishash Yom Vavina Va'am. And we rested there 3 days. Ezra wasn't able to give the subject that was on his mind the appropriate attention because they needed 3 days to rest. So too when it comes to tefillah. Avud Shmuel ki asi buorch le matzah tasi. Yom the father of Shmuel also did not daven after he came back. Shmuel lo matzah beisid ispei shichra. Shmuel would also not daven in a house that had beer that would cause him to be cause him not to concentrate. Rav Papa lo matzah beisid ispei harsana. Papa would not daven in a house that had fried fish. It would also affect him. Amar b'chini akal misyapa b'yenoi. Anybody who could be appeased by drinking wine, in other words, they're upset about something at someone, and they drink wine, it calms them down, yesh by midas koinai. It's actually a good midah. He has one of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnev v'yorech Hashem esreach nichayach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smelled the carbon, kaviyachal, of noyach, and he was menachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised never to bring another mabul. So you see, Kaviyachla Kodesh Baruch Hu was misyashev as well, due to a smell. Amar Chia Kol Misyashev Bienu Yeshboi Das Ayin Zekanim. Somebody who is calmed by the wine, he has the mead of 70 elders. Yain Nitin Ba'ayin Oisyes. The numerical value of Yain is 70. V'soid Nitin Ba'ayin Oisyes. And the numerical value of Sod is 70. Wow. Nichnas Yayin, what is that coming to tell us? Telling us a gematria. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod. That when the wine goes into a person, secrets go out. So simple pshat is because of his intoxication. However, I heard a beautiful pshat from Rav Akiva Tatz. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod. The sod of Klal Yisrael comes out. The Klal Yisrael is able to use Yayin not for a vice, like most people look at wine, but rather it is something that Klal Yisrael has the ability to sanctify. And that's the sod, that's the secret of Klal Yisrael. The other world religions ran away from different part of Gashmius, and Klal Yisrael could be Mekadesh. And that's what we saw, that a person uses it to go in the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Chanan, lo nivra yayin el nachem aveilim. Therefore yayin was created to calm the aveilim. L'shalim schar l'rishayim. And to give a transient reward to the Rishon, and as they give them reward in this world, Shnemer, Tnu Shechar Lo'eved. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, give beer, give wine to the wicked ones, in other words, that will, A, cause them to sin, but it might also be a form of their reward, but their reward in this world, as opposed to their reward in next world. Nevinsal Shlita points out, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, that a Rosh's tarfim mitzvahs of lefan of his mitzvahs, literally, it means that they become treif in front of him. So how could a mitzvahs become treif? The answer is that they get reward in this world, and they get a very basic physical reward, as opposed to a truly spiritual reward. Amar Chanan bar Papa, kol she'ein yayin nishbach b'seich beis ha-kamayim, anyone whose home is not doesn't have wine poured like water, ein b'chlal bracha, they don't fall into the category of baruch. Shneim uverch l'sechamecha ve'es meimecha. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless our bread and our water. Malachim shenikach b'kesef ma'aser, just as bread, significant food you could buy with ma'aser. Sheni af ma'im shenikach b'kesef ma'aser. We also talk about water that could be bought kesef ma'aser. Now, what's that? Regular water can't. U'mayniu yayin v'kakar le ma'im. And why? And yet the verse calls it water. Okay. To tell us, inish v'beisek ma'im, if it's poured like water, ika bracha. V'iloi, loi. But otherwise, it's not going to be a bracha. Nevertheless, the Lubavitcher Rebbe on Sukkis used to like to explain that there's a fundamental difference between water and wine. Wine, its appreciation comes from its subtlety, and water is entirely its simplicity. Wine represents chachma, the nuance of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and water represents simply hashoyis emayim litzama, someone who drinks water because of thirst, then they make shahakol ni'evidvaro, and it represents, according to Kabbalah, man's desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can be recognized in three things. We have many important agadatas in Erevin. Bekoisai, how he drinks, ubekisai, and how he spends his money, ubekasai, and how he gets angry. And some say also with his the way he laughs. Let's take a look at Rashi. Bekisai means if he, instead of getting wild, his mind remains relaxed. Bikisai is when he deals in commerce. That he's not seen as someone who's difficult on others. The Gemara now returns to the issue which we had begun this parak, and that is the effect of a Baal Oivet Azara on a Chatzar or a Mavui in terms of Erevin. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Yisrael v'nachri b'pnimis. If you have a Jew and a Gentile who are on, in the inner courtyard, Yisrael v'chitzayna, and the Jew is on the outside courtyard. So what would the halacha be in regards to whether the goy makes it aser? B'maislef ne Rebbe, v'asar. Rebbe came along and he said, the Jew on the outer chatzar is also aser. The goy makes him aser. Fereb chiv aser. And also Reb Chia asered. Now the Gemara analyzes this statement of Rav. Yosef Rabba v'Rav Yosef b'shuli pirka. They were sitting at the end of the shir dir of Sheshes, of Sheshes. Yosef Sheshes klamer kaman amra Rav l'shmeitze. According to whom did Rav say his shita? Kirevi Meir. His father's shita or Meir that says that a baal oved avodah zara makes the chatzar aser even only when there's one Jew inside with him. On the bottom of Samach Be'ezim and Aleph, we had a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov. If one goy would aser one Jew, Rabbi Meir holds yes, and Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov holds no. And when Rabba said this, so then Karkesh Rabba Reisha. Excuse me. When Rav Sheshes said this, so then Rabba nodded his head. I'm Rav Yosef, but Rav Yosef asked a question. Shrei Gavri Ravri Karabon and Litovai Milsa. Could two great people like Rabba and Rav Sheshes make such a mistake? Ikarabi Meir, if we're following Shita Remeir, Lamali Yisrael Bechitanu, why did Rav need to say that the Yid was living on the outer Chatzar? Even if the Goy and the Yisrael were living in the same Chatzar, it will be Asar Kornt Remeir. Vechite Maisa Shay Kachaya, if you're going to say that, that was the case, Vabami name Rav, but when they asked Rav, what is the status of the Jew of the inner chatzar in his own place? And he said that the Jew on the inside is mutter. Now, if you're following Shitas Remeir, the goy and the Jew were on the inside, so of course it's going to be aser. Velamai, what are you going to say? Reb Lazar ben Yankov, it's following Reb Lazar ben Yankov. Ha'amar, achu shnei Yisraelim, osrin zeze. He holds that you need two Yisraelim to be living with the two Goyim to make it Aser. Rashi explains that the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hey tells us that when you have people that walk through, like the case of Pnimi and Chitzon, you have the inner Chatzer and an outer Chatzer, then they don't make each other Aser. So it's not considered as if there are two Jews living with the Goy. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov only said when there are two Jews that are living with the Goy. There on Daf Ayin Hey, there are Shitas who hold that if you have Pnimi and Chitzon, that a regular Hamuteris Bimakoma Enum Oseris. But we're following now the assumption, Rashi says, a regal hamuteris mekoma eino seres. So Gemara says, eino chanami elik Rabbi Akiva, we must be saying, according to Rabbi Akiva, dam a regal hamuteris bimekoma, if a regal hamuteris means that if there is a foot that is allowed to pass through the outer chatzer, if someone's living in the inner chatzer, then the agreement with the person in the outer chatzer is that they're allowed to pass by. Oseres shelo b'mekoma. It'll aser the other chatzer as well. So if you're going to say you're following that shita on the fayin hey of Rabbi Akiva, lamali nachri. So what's the chidush of a nachri? Fi Yisrael nami. Then even if there will be another Yisrael, if you have two Yisraelim on the inner chatzer and one in the outer chatzer, the Yisrael in the inner chatzer is going to aser the outer chatzer as well. So we're stuck. We can't understand what the chiddush of the Braisa is, and who is the Braisa learning according to. How should it be? According to whom should it be learned? Amar Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yehoshua la'ilin k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Really is following Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who we learned, who said that only if there are two Yisraelim does a goy aser. Aye, we asked, that there aren't two Jews in one chatzer, u'k'Rabbi Akiva. We're following the shita of Rabbi Akiva, who says that a regel is oseres. But if then you're going to ask that if the regel is going to be oser, then why have a goy over here? We're talking about a case of where the outer chatzer made an eruv with the inner chatzer, and everything would be good. But v'tayma dika nachri da aser, but since there's a nachri here, so then that makes it asra. But avaleka nachri lo aser, but if there would be no guy, then there would be no problem making the eruv between these two chatzeros. Beautiful pshat. Baimine Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer asked from Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Lezer asked me, Rav, Yisrael v'nachri b'chitzayin, if you have Yisrael and a guy on the outside, v'Yisrael b'pnimis, and Yisrael is in the inside. Now we're switching the case. Instead of the goy residing in the inner one, now the goy is residing in the outer one. Hasam time am I? When did we say that Rav said that it makes a problem in making an eruv with the goy? De shchiach, de dayer, de mirtas nachri. It's common for Jews to leave in such a way. And because if the guy is on the outer chatzer, so then a Jew would be relaxed living with the guy. And therefore, then there is a requirement to make an Erev, because we want the Jew to be away from the guy. V'savar, why is he not going to be concerned? Because the guy is going to be afraid to murder the Jew. V'savar, hashta asi Yisrael. He's afraid that the other Jew is going to come from the outer chatzer. V'amar li, and he's going to say to him, Yisrael daviga b'cheicha. He's going to ask him, where's the Jew that lives with you? Aval hacha, but in this case, in the case of where the Avbal of Odezar lives on the outside, aminakla, he wouldn't be afraid. He would just say to the Jew from the inside, nafik, that he just left, azalei, he just went away. So therefore, the halacha should be different. In that case, where the goy will be able to make that argument, a Jew would never want to live with a goy in that situation. And therefore, it's a case which is not shchiach and didn't make things there. Odil ma'achinami mirtas. Or do you say, no, he is afraid? Savar hashtas Yisrael v'chazli. He's still afraid of the Yisrael coming. Amalei, Sarav answered, ten l'chacham v'yechkam od. Just as the Baal of Odezara restricts in the previous case when he lived in the inner chatzer, he also restricts in the case when he lives in the outer chatzer. The Gemara now elaborates further on Schiras Rishus from a guy. Rish Lakish is Talmid of Rabbi Chanina Yiklo Luhayal Pundok. Rish Lakish and this Talmid of Rabbi Chanina were visiting an inn. V'loy Avli Seicher, but there wasn't a tenant. V'havim Masker, but the landlord, who was also Avodah Zarah, was there. So the Talmidim asked the following Shaila. The tenant, who's the guy, is not there. But what happens, so they can't rent, do Schiras Rishus from him. But what happens if they rent from the landlord? Amru mal lemeger mine. Is it enough to simply do schiras rishus from the landlord? Kol echad amar lo matzav misalik le. It's obvious that Talmidim say that if they can't kick out, the landlord can't kick out the tenant, lo tibay lach the law agreement, then it doesn't work. Ki tibay echad matzav misalik le. What if it was a situation where the landlord had the right to evict him at any time? There wasn't a lease for a bunch of days. It was a landlord could evict him any day. Kiven the matzim salik agrina. So maybe all you have to do is rent from the landlord because the tenant guy doesn't really have any bialis there. Or do you say no? As long as the landlord didn't kick him out, so then in such a case you won't be able to do that. You won't be able to do the schiras rishus simply from the landlord. I'm then Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish answered nisgar. Let us lease from the landlord. And when we reach the Talmid Chacham down south, we'll ask them what the psak is. Also, Shailele Rebbe Yafis. They came, they asked Ephes. Amarle Yafis Sidim Shesachartim. He paskin that what they did was correct, was enough. Okay, this was a pretty straightforward case. Now the Gemara has another Shaila about Schiras Rishus, a new case. Rabbi Chinin bar Yosef, Rabbi Chia bar Avraham bar Asi, Ikulai Punuk, they also visit an inn where there was only Jews staying, but the Asir Nachre Mar de Pundaka Bishabbos. But the owner of the inn who owned it came and he on Shabbos. Now the Shaila was, now he's living there. Now he's going to make it all Asir to them. Amru Malamegamine. They asked, is it permissible to lease the rights from the owner? So they give Tutstadim. Saicher Kim Arev Dami. Is Schiras like an Erev? Ma Ma'arev Moidyoim, Av Saicher Moidyoim. Just like the Erev can't be made on Shabbos, it has to be done with Boidyoim. Idil Masaicher Kim Mavatar Rishus Dami. Or do you say Schiras like Mavatar Rishus? Ma Mavatar Rishus Afil B'Shabbos. So too, just like someone could be Mavatal as Rishus to someone else. For example, we discussed previously in a case of where a Jew wants to be able to allow another Jew to carry in a Rishus where there's another guy, so then he can Mevatel his Rishus to the other Jew. That could be done on Shabbos. So too here, maybe renting the Schiras Rishus could be done on Shabbos. So Rabbi Chinin bar Yosef Amar Niskar. Rabbi Asi Amar Loi Niskar. It was a machloikis. Amar Lehu Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Nismach al Divrei Zakein v'Niskar. Will rely on the shita of Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Lakula, and do it. Also, Shaila Rabbi Yochanan. So they went and they asked Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lehu, so Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lehen, Rabbi Yochanan said them, onto Samach Lav Menalf, Yafa Sitem Shesichartem. So it was good that what you had done by renting it out. That was going to be acceptable to do on Shabbos. Mir Tzeshem, on tomorrow's daf, we'll see that the Gemara follows up with a kasha. This Pesiyata concludes, Pesiyata Deshmaya concludes, Daf Samechei in Meseches Erevin.